August 3rd, 2021 meeting of the Naco Sanitary District is now called to order. Hi, everybody. Charles Beatty here. Stephen Day here. Robert Orlowski has an excused absence. Andrew Foster
here.
Cool. This is my time. We are actually working on our way towards compliance. We've got all of the large vegetation cut down with that, with the 3 days work crew of Rowhouse Recovery House. And then we've got about a third of the lower vegetation, like the pigweeds and that stuff, mowed down. It's kind of starting to look like a soccer field out there, which is what it's supposed to look like. Like that, we're going to have them come back for a couple of days in the middle of the month. Hopefully we'll get all the rest of the greenery cut down and maybe some of the trees and stuff that we cut down, you know, moved and stacked so it looks a little bit more organized. We looked into a flow meter. They're $3,800. We're probably going to bring that up at another meeting. We're thinking about maybe getting one, so, but that would be for a future agenda.
We can do a WIFA loan. We have options to discuss.
We do now have a wastewater treatment operator in Reich Ron Jacobson. He also is in charge of the Bisbee's San Jose wastewater treatment plant. He's one of the top people in his field, and we really, really like him coming on to our and trying to help us out of this situation. And at the $2,000 a month we're paying him, it is a great, great, great deal. And with his help and everything else, we should be in compliance probably, hopefully, by the end of September, if not sooner. Okay.
So point of order on new business, we have it on the website to approve and discuss the minutes for the 22nd and the 27th, but there's a typo and it's not on the hard copy here.
Right.
So I suggest we move to discuss and approve the minutes.
That's what we should discussion and approval of
the 22nd and the 27th.
If we do it, if somebody complains and they find we did it wrong, we can redo it at another meeting.
Well, yeah, but let's do it right
now. So basically, everybody's had a chance to review the 22nd meeting and the 27th meeting. Basically, the 22nd meeting was to, you know, approve the budget.
Based on our audio. We have an audio backup.
So basically that was where we approved the budget and a few other things. And then the 27th is where we decided to hire Mr. Jacobson.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the 22nd and the 27th as is.
I second the motion. All in favor of accepting and approving the minutes as they stand with no changes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. The meetings will be entered as is. I'll sign those at the end of the meeting. Okay, the new business is to, basically for public records, since you're not here, is to discuss the new billing. This looks pretty good. I just want to be sure every single person that's been being billed on a regular basis gets a 6 month credit, however we do that.
So it's agreed a 6 month credit for all customers for 6 months.
Yeah, right. If you have been, see, my thing is, this works fine if you stop paying and didn't make a payment between then and July, we'll forgive that. If a person has made payments, then we need to
credit them
for 6 months so that they don't get billed for 6 months starting whenever they send in their last payment.
Right, so it's agreed
that way.
All we'll do that. NSD customers have a 6 month credit.
However, we need to make that clear
at the top.
Exactly, for the yearly customers too. We have some yearly customers that basically paid August, September, October, November, and December of last year. We need to add 6 months to their account or tell them they only have to pay half. If they want to maintain their, if they want to continue sending their money in August, then you only owe $85 this year and you'll be good till next August. If you want to move it forward 6 months to the beginning of next year, then just you have 6 months to send us your $170, but it won't be late until 6 months from now, kind of a thing. But that way, every single person gets a 6 month, no matter how it is. And I know it can be complicated, but.
Leeway enough.
But if we just apply that credit ahead of time to anybody's bills, that are out there, it will automatically remove that amount from their outstanding bill, and then if they had bills carried over from last year, as it says here, it'll make it easy. You're crediting them 6 months, so if they owed some from last year, Yeah,
we've got it written onto the agenda, so we don't need to read this into the record. Mm-hmm. But I've read it. I assume you've read it.
Yep.
So if this board has read it, and these rules, you know, minus the minor changes to make it clearer to our customers, which we can do on the bill itself, I make a motion that we approve the NSD billing for fiscal year 2021 and 2022 as written on the agenda.
Well, I need to make changes.
Well, yeah, subject to certain, you know, grammatical changes legibility put on the bill. Yeah. So we've got some grammatical changes. We want to make sure that we're you know, it's clear that it's a 6 month credit for all people, and then these, you know, rules as written, would then be our rules, subject to, you know, the next another meeting or bylaw changes. So we have flexibility to change any of this if none of this is workable. But I suggest that we approve them as written with the minor changes that we've discussed already.
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to second that, but I just want to say one more thing.
Okay, please do.
I just lost my train of thought. I hate it when I do that.
It's the stuff you wrote down, the hard copy part.
Well, I don't think it was about that.
Okay, well.
Yeah, we just need to apply a general credit across the board.
Yeah, 6 month credit for
just
all
the
customers.
Thing, this only applies to those people that are on our regular billing sheet. Discussing billing.
Existing known customers.
Existing known customers. We also want to, you know, just because we're discussing the billing, and I can talk about this,
there's
a whole list of customers out there that haven't been paying bills or being billed for a long time.
Okay, so this is,
and
these
this
rules
does not
are
apply.
For existing
this
customers.
Does not apply to those individuals. We will have to come up with a different way to deal with that.
To these rules as written, that these only apply to existing customers. Let the minutes state that for the record.
Yes.
So I make a motion that we approve the NSD billing rules as written with the changes that we've orally discussed.
I'll go ahead and second that. All in favor of accepting the billing practices as written on the thing with the minor changes that we stated to assure that it's fairly applied to all of our customers, existing customers?
Aye. And I'll make a comment to that.
Passes unanimously.
You came up with a genius idea with that. It was just really, you know, good for everybody.
I want to thank you for that. That's the fairest
really
thing we could have done, what you and Monica worked on. So thank you, Mr. Day.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyway,
awesome.
I'm kind of getting off the subject. Bring it back. Basically, we don't have a public here to call to, so I'm going to move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
Meeting is adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Unanimously. Thank you. At 6:10.